Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Here we go. Off and running on a Tuesday on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Great to have you with us. Coming up, the Lions going to Baltimore and make a statement last night. We've got NFL futures coming up in 20 minutes. And in 40 minutes, it's that time of year. It's a Tuesday. It's the middle of the football season, so D-Day and Double D are going to give us their takes. We'll decide if we agree or disagree, have some baseball as well. I'm Michael Jenkins with you as we are live across the country from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. in the East. She is Chelsea Messenger. Chelsea, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Even though Tuesday we don't have football, we still have football like in our midst, because obviously I'll have my teaser Tuesday later today, and I'm already seeing the promos for Sunday Night Football, which is the Cowboys and the Packers. And they are using Post Malone's Better Now as the soundtrack. And you're like, wow, they're really going to play this up, aren't they? So I'm sure we will hear about the Micah Parsons trade about 15 times during Sunday Night Football.
Oh, my God. I woke up this morning and I was getting ready for the show. And I logged on to X. And the first thing I saw was something similar. It wasn't necessarily for Sunday Night Football, but it was a picture of Micah Parsons, the rematch back against the Cowboys. So already, this is going to be hyped. I mean, it is going to be awesome to watch. I can't wait for it, but the hype is not going to stop. It's just going to be full bore throughout the week.
Yeah, it's just like he's a defensive player, and as opposed to, I almost equate it to like the Luka trade, and like obviously when Luka's playing, he has a big part of the offense, and like we're gonna see him a lot, so I wonder how much like they're gonna key in on him, because obviously he is a difference maker, but I don't know if it's gonna go into the handicap for me. Like, do you do like a Micah Parsons revenge game saying he gets a sack? Like, I don't know if that's enough for me. Like, he tries all the time.
I mean, like, as much as you can be motivated in an NFL game, like motivation on top of motivation, I guess this is it. I don't know if you can come up with a bigger scenario. So this is a guy who goes max effort on every play. It's not like he takes plays off, but I feel like if there's a time to bet it, this is it. But also, don't you know how many people are going to be on this bet? It probably is going to be cost prohibitive.
I don't know. Like, I'm not somebody who bets on defensive props because I think they are tricky. Because sometimes he can really get after a quarterback, but it doesn't result in a sack. It's like a quarterback hurry or a hit. So it's not a world that I have explored just yet, but I'm sure a lot of people are getting into it this week.
Yep. You know, we're going to talk about it here on the show. Everyone else is going to talk about it. It is going to be exciting to see, and the Cowboys are definitely going to be shorthanded, especially on offense. We're hearing now that CeeDee Lamb is probably not going to play this week. Jerry says he may go on IR, so that's going to hurt them quite a bit, and their defense does not look great. So could be a big day, big night for Micah Parsons. A pretty good night for us. You want to talk about your bets?
Well, it was a good night for you. That's how you can say it, Jenks. I went 0-1, had Sam Laporta over 44.5 receiving yards. He had four catches for 33 yards. I basically needed one more catch. But the crazy thing about this game is that Jared Goff only had 202 yards of passing. Like, I expected Jared Goff to throw the football a lot more, but the Ravens could not stop the run. So most of the receiving props for the Lions were no-goes, including Sam Laporta. So that's an L for me.
No worries. Couple dubs for this guy, finally. Off to a good start. Normally I start off slow and then I'm just scratching and clawing to get ahead of the game, and sometimes it's like a nice finish to the week. So it's nice to get off to a good start finally. Braves run line over the Nats. Braves win 11-5. I also had the over in the Lions-Ravens game, set at 53 and a hook, and the Lions, of course, win 38-30. As for the Dogster, no pick yesterday, but he will be back today after expressing his love of Moby Dickies in Hendersonville, Tennessee, right there where you are located. So for the week, you're 0-1, I'm 2-0, and the Dogster still 0-0, but that will change by the end of the show. So let's get into what we saw last night on Monday Night Football. The Lions over the Ravens, 38-30. The Lions getting 4.5 points. They are plus 195 on the money line. Again, total set at 53 and a hook. The over hits. Jared Goff gets it done for Detroit. 22 of 28, 202 yards, and this touchdown in the third quarter.
St. Brown in motion. Goff for St. Brown. He is there, and he's got it. Touchdown, Detroit. What a throw and catch.
All calls courtesy of ESPN. I'm glad we cut out that audio because we should not be able to air that here on the radio waves. St. Brown, 7 receptions for 77 yards and that score. But this was a total team effort by the Lions on offense, and they put it away on the ground.
Now Montgomery, he's going to break. David Montgomery is in for the touchdown.
Knuckles getting into the end zone. Montgomery, a huge game. 12 carries, 151 yards, 2 touchdowns. Jahmyr Gibbs, 22 carries, 67 yards. Couple scores as well. The Lions score on drives of 98 and 96 yards and bully Baltimore at the line of scrimmage, outrushing the Ravens 224 yards to 85 yards on the ground. Detroit, stand up. What a performance.
Yeah, what a performance from their offensive and defensive lines, because this is not something I expected either, to see the Ravens get pushed around at home on their own turf. Like, would you imagine a game in which Derrick Henry only rushes for 50 yards? Like, it's crazy to me. And the fact that every time I looked up at the screen, one of the running backs for the Lions was just running wild. So this is a huge red flag for the Ravens, where we see them give up a bunch of points to contenders. And I understand these are tough offenses to face when you face Josh Allen and when you face this Lions offensive line. But still, this is the measuring stick that you need to measure yourself by, because, you know, you're not going to be playing the Browns in the postseason for the AFC Championship game, or at least I am assuming not. So when you can't hang with these other contenders in the NFL, like, it has to be troublesome for the Ravens.
Yeah, this was, I don't know how I want to look at this, and I think it was the physicality of Detroit that surprised me most, right? Like, going into the game, the handicap was there's a lot of offensive firepower. The Ravens in particular had some injuries with Kyle Van Noy out. Madubuike out for
something
so,
like that.
Yeah. I looked it up a couple days ago. I'm going to make sure I got that right before I said it. But those two guys were out, and these are two guys right up there, you know, a linebacker and a defensive lineman right there at the line of scrimmage. And so those guys are huge for the Ravens. So if you're wondering why they weren't as physical, that has something to do with it. But even then, the fact that this Lions team was pushing around Baltimore in this game was the one thing that surprised me, because I thought Jared Goff would be tossing it around all over the place. And the fact that they just kept handing the ball off, handing the ball off, handing the ball off, and it worked was something you don't normally see. Baltimore's teams are sort of built on being the more physical team. That's kind of their brand. That's the city of Baltimore. But it was not the case last night.
Right. And you also watch the Ravens offense. You're like, how does anybody stop this rush attack? And then you see them in the red zone, and there's like simple play calls, and, you know, things just kind of fall apart, which, I mean, they didn't fall apart completely, because obviously they still scored 30 points. Mm-hmm. But when you have to win in a track meet, every single touchdown counts. Obviously, you have to do all of them instead of, you know, settling for field goals. So when you see a backfield of Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson, you'd think that this team can outscore just about anybody, but it's not the case.
No, not at all. And I just thought that I loved the Lions' game plan going into this game. And can we now, even though it's early,
maybe shut down the idea that the Lions won't be able to perform on offense because Ben Johnson isn't there as offensive coordinator, because now it's John Morton who calls the plays for the Lions. And it's pretty clear that whatever he learned, or he was definitely a part of the Ben Johnson experience or the Ben Johnson orbit, he learned enough where he can absolutely take advantage of the pieces that Detroit has on offense, because whether it was being aggressive on fourth down or running some trick plays or misdirection, they looked awesome.
Yeah, they were running some of the plays that Ben Johnson ran last year. So it's very obvious that they kept some of the plays around in the playbook, which they can, you know, and they still have the pieces, which is the main thing. So they still have all kinds of weapons. And when you have running backs that are breaking off huge runs like that, like, it's just, it's really hard to stop, because when David Montgomery needs to take a break, oh, you give it to Jahmyr Gibbs and he's going to, you know, run a knock off a big run. So it's just a really good offense, and the defense held their own, I suppose, against the Ravens. Still, I suppose you gave up 30. But again, when you're talking about these contenders, it's how much are you making of your chances in the red zone? And the Lions were the better team last night.
They really were. And I love how aggressive they were. 3 of 3 on fourth downs. And that fourth and two conversion, I just love that play call. I love the trust in Jared Goff, where it's a fourth and two near midfield, and you think they're probably going to run it. The Ravens are up the line of scrimmage expecting the run, and Detroit had been running it all night long. And what happens? Jared Goff throws a perfect pass to Amon-Ra St. Brown to pick up that first down to keep the drive going. And to me, this is just another mark in the side of Jared Goff is a very good NFL quarterback, and I feel like he gets derision again and again and again. So he didn't put up the big numbers last night, but in big spots, he was crucial to go along with the rest of the offense.
Yeah, even though he got 151 yards from David Montgomery on the ground, and obviously when your run game is working that well, it takes a lot of pressure off your passing game. Like, your point is well received, but I'm looking at Lamar Jackson, and he's probably thinking, well, I wish I got more than 50 yards from Derrick Henry. And also, I guess he could look at himself, you know, because he's one of the leading rushers as well. But, like, I think it starts and ends there. You know, when you can't get the run game going and you have Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, like, that's disappointing.
So what's going on with Derrick Henry? I don't say he's washed, but I will say that after running wild against the Bills, he's kind of been held in check. He's now fumbled in 3 straight games, couple in the fourth quarter now. And listening to him after the game, he was saying, yeah, I'm not going to lie, this is really tough. I don't normally do this. And if you look over the course of his career, particularly in the fourth quarter, I think he has 2 fumbles in his last 136 games. This is not like him at all. This is a guy you rely on. This is one of the best running backs in the NFL and has been forever. Is he slowing down a touch?
I don't know about the fumbles, because that's obviously a different thing. But from somebody who watched Derrick Henry a ton in Tennessee, I will say this. He is not the best at the line of scrimmage. If he doesn't have a hole to run through, he's not the best at, you know, jittering that speed, you know, off a dime. Like, when you watch these other running backs who are really quick, and they're obviously a different type of running back than Derrick Henry, if the line is crowded, like, they can find holes. Derrick Henry is at his best when he gets through that first line. And when he has, like, some speed or some room to really generate some speed, it takes a while for him to get going. And also, when he's on the goal line, he doesn't have the best hands as a receiver. So everybody and their mom knows if it's going to him, like, he's running the football. So I'm not saying it, like, limits the playbook. It's just, as opposed to some of these other receivers who can, you know, catch it and do some other things in the playbook, Derrick Henry is a little limited in that sense. And I do feel like blasphemous even saying any type of criticism on Derrick Henry, but it's there.
No, it's, and he admits it. He's like, this is not like me. He does need sort of a head of steam generally. And once he does and he gets that, then, you know, he's going to run over you or he's off to the races, because certainly he still has talent. There's no question about that. I also wonder, too, what this is going to do to John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson, because they keep fighting against this idea that in big spots they falter, in big spots they falter. And you know what? It's not necessarily wrong, whether it's on Coach Harbaugh, whether it's Lamar himself. If you go back to their playoff history, if you go back to that game against the Bills, week 1 of this season, if you go back to last night, what we saw against the Lions, where, you know, huge moment, you're at home, you take on a team that absolutely has the talent to win the Super Bowl, your favorite to win, and then, you know, at the end of the game, Ravens got a junk touchdown, but this game was over. They were dominated by the Lions, and so this is just another mark against the idea that when they need to be at their best, they're unable to do it.
I do think that if you're going to lose these games, lose them in the regular season. Because, like, this is still a contending team. Like, I know we're pretty down on the Ravens right now. But it's still a team that's going to have a chance against the top contenders, especially in the AFC. And I will say, if there's a silver lining, it's the fact that Mark Andrews appears all the way back. Six catches last night, 91 yards, including a catch in the end zone that looked very similar to the ball that he dropped in the postseason last year. So I'm glad that it feels like he has his juice back.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday about what will happen if the Lions win this game. Will their odds shorten? And as we thought, yes, they certainly have. To win the Super Bowl, Lions now 10-1. To win the NFC, Lions now 5-1. And to win the division, they are 2-1 in the NFC North. A very impressive performance in one of those marquee games that we get early in the season. Coming up next here on the show. So we have wrapped up 3 weeks in the National Football League. How do we feel about some futures in pro football? We'll talk about those next. It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. It is great to have you with us on a Tuesday morning. I'm Jinx, she's Chelsea. Come on back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back on a Tuesday. The Daily Tip on BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. I'm Jinx, she's Chelsea. Coming up with the show, we'll look at how the NFL futures have adjusted after 3 weeks in the National Football League. Chelsea, it's time to check in. What's going on with Blake? If you don't know, if you're tuning into this show, maybe for the first time, then Chelsea's daughter, Blake, of course, your husband, Jake, played pro baseball, major league pitcher. Blake is now taking up the sport. And the early take on Blake is still figuring out the defense, but she can swing a bat. She can swing a bat. Does she have a game this week? Two games a week, right?
Yeah. So I don't know if I'd say that she's figured anything out. Just because, you know, softball is tough to learn. Like, there are so many things that go into it. Like, as opposed to soccer, where, you know, like, at the end of the day, it's like you're kicking a ball into a net. Because softball, it's like you have to learn a good swing, which takes a while to perfect. You have to learn a good throw. You have to learn a good catch. You have to learn base running. You have to learn all of the rules. So baseball has like a ton of like weird rules too. So like it's definitely a learning process. But like the main thing is that she really likes it. And the girls on her team are really nice. So she's really enjoying it.
Yeah, that's part of it. I look back. I played baseball up until like ninth grade or something like that. Primarily baseball. I played basketball as well, but I loved baseball growing up. And of course, I'm old enough that in the 80s, like baseball was the sport in America, even more so than the NFL. Like it was just such a baseball nation. And so I loved it though. And I look back, I mean, we had some nice wins and we play in tournaments and stuff like that. But the best part about it was loving the sport and then all these different memories I created with guys who are still friends of mine to this day. That's the real gift, is the bonding that you experience, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And I think especially for kids, it's like built-in friends. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the best things, especially if you have like any type of social anxiety. It's like these people are forced to be your friends, or at least they're forced to be friendly with you.
Yeah.
And so like after the game, I feel like that's the best part, is like when they all have like the snacks after the game and they're all sitting like on the bench together. So I think it's like a social experience as well.
Well, and then you immediately have something in common, right? I mean, how do you develop something in common when you're a kid? You're still learning about everything. And immediately you have, hey, we like this sport. We like playing softball. We like playing baseball. We like coming here. This is a lot of fun. Let's get to know each other. So it's an immediate icebreaker when you're sort of learning how to interact socially. So good for her. Next game is when? I'm keeping track here online. Baseballreference.com.
Ah. They certainly don't keep stats because they don't keep score. But it's every Tuesday and Thursday. But I do think on a larger scale, like this is why people like sports and people want to be a part of a fan base. I saw there was like a long form article about like, you know, how we need sports now more than ever. I think it was like by The Atlantic. And then I read like a few paragraphs. I was like, all right, this person doesn't even watch sports. So I don't know if I can stomach it. It's like when E! News tries to write about sports and like every other thing is like a pun and a play on words for like, you know, when they write about Travis Kelce, it's like, and she scored a touchdown. You're like, all right. But I do think there's definitely an element of truth to that, because like our country's so divided right now. And I'm not going to get into that. It's just I do think people need a release and they need something where they can bond with people of like all backgrounds. And I think sports does that for a lot of people.
Oh, it's the absolute lockdown comma denominator where, all right, there can be all these differences, but hey, we're on the same side here, right? Or we all love this experience, something like that. So totally get that. Well, let's look at the board when it comes to NFL futures now that we've completed week three in the NFL. If you're looking at Super Bowl odds, Bills plus 425. What's amazing is the Ravens sitting at 1-2. Now they have lost to two very good teams. Are the second favorite at plus 550. Packers and Eagles plus 750. Lions 10-1. Chiefs 14-1. And the Chargers 15-1. Do any of these bets interest you? I guess if you're a Chiefs backer, now is the time at 14-1. You're probably not going to get odds better than that on Kansas City. But I'm a little surprised that the Lions are sitting at 12-1. I'm not one of those people that says, oh, the Lions beat the Ravens. Well, that means the Lions are immediately better than the Ravens. You have to take more factors into account than that. But I am surprised the Ravens are still sitting there right behind the Bills.
Yeah. Well, I think it's because they still have postseason potential. And, like, look at the teams they lost to. They lost to the Bills and the Lions. So it's not like they're losing to bad teams. But also, this is a bet on the Super Bowl. They're going to have to face a lot of good teams. Same goes for the Chiefs. Like, they lost to the Chargers in Brazil, and then they lost to the defending Super Bowl champs and the Eagles. So, I don't know. I think both those teams certainly have a chance, but I feel like it feels very wide open to me this year. As far as, like, the top-tier teams, like, there's about, like, six or seven teams that I feel like can win it, so maybe there's a way to find some value there. I think the way you play the Chiefs is you look at their AFC odds, because I still think there is a good chance that the Chiefs can make it to the AFC championship game. But we've already seen them match up with the Eagles, And I do think if we get another installment of that series, it's going to be the Eagles that win that game again. So I don't think I believe in the Chiefs to win a Super Bowl, but I do think, you know, if you bet on them to win the AFC Championship game, if they even make it there, you will have hedging opportunities.
How are the Eagles at plus 750? It feels like a gift to me at this point in the season. Seriously, the defending Super Bowl champions, and I know it's difficult to repeat, they're 19-1 straight up in their last 20. They just came off that incredible comeback win against the Rams, who are a very good team, and we saw that the Eagles can be more dynamic on offense than maybe we originally thought, because when they needed to, they stepped up, and Jalen Hurts started throwing the ball around, looked really good in that game. And Saquon hasn't done a whole lot this season, so he's always a threat. I don't think he was ever going to eclipse what he did last season because he was so remarkable. But the Eagles at plus 750 feel like a great price. Bills, Ravens ahead of them, and the Eagles tied with the Packers. What am I missing? Eagles at plus 750 feels like a great bet.
Yeah, it does, especially if you factor in postseason experience, because I feel like that does count for something, right? When you look at these other teams that are extremely talented, like Jalen Hurts has been there and done that. And like the only other team you can look at the board and say that about is like the Chiefs. Some of these other teams have advanced pretty far in the postseason. But, you know, Jalen Hurts had the learning experience of going to the Super Bowl and losing a Super Bowl. Then he had to go back and win a Super Bowl. So at the end of the day, postseason experience matters to me. I do think it is a different element. So Jalen Hurts has, you know, I think the upper hand over the Packers. In that case, like as much as, you know, the Packers are extremely talented on both sides of the ball, I think it's a little unfair that they are tied with the same odds at plus 750. Like if you're asking me to take one of those two teams, I'm definitely taking the Eagles.
I'll also say, just yesterday on this show, we were saying, how are the Niners still so high? How are the Niners still so high? Shouldn't they be down the list here? And now they have fallen back to 16-1, but a lot of that is because now Nick Bosa is out for the season with a torn right ACL. And it's rare that a defensive player moves the market that much. I think this is a combination of factors, but certainly when you're talking about arguably their best defensive player and now he's out for the season, this just goes back to what we've been discussing, is that the Niners are just older now and they kind of missed that window. By the way, Bosa has torn the ACL in both knees. So this is the third ACL surgery that he's going to go under. And Kyle Shanahan did say yesterday, well, if you're going to tear an ACL, this is the kind of ACL tear you want. No other ligaments were damaged. I'm like, I guess. But the Niners had eight new... Yeah, I know. It's like, he's still out for the season, correct? Yes, but if you're going to tear it, this is the way to go. But they had eight new starters in week one on defense, and Mac Jones is filling in for Brock Purdy until Brock Purdy returns. So now we're sort of seeing, I feel like, where San Francisco should have been the entire time, which is around 16-1, but I would not touch them.
Yeah, they're too injured, and I know they have a lot of guys that could possibly come back. Like obviously Bosa's not one of them, but Jenks, what about the Rams at 20-1? They're not even on the screen right now because they're too far down. And we've seen this of the NFC teams. It feels like they at least have a chance to beat the Eagles because we just saw this. So if you're talking about matchups, like even last year in the postseason, there were the one team in the NFC that actually gave the Eagles a game. So when you're talking about contenders, I feel like the Rams at 20-1, interested in that
one? Yeah, absolutely. And I don't want to call it a fluke, but the end of that game against the Eagles, they still had a chance to win it despite the Eagles coming back. Now the Eagles won, full credit to Philly. But the Rams are really good. And plus, don't you feel, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but at least for me, when you're talking about a team that is super talented like the Rams, they have playoff experience. They came really close against Philly last year, probably should have won that game last weekend, and they have a coach like Sean McVay who has won it before. I tend to put my trust in good teams who also have proven head coaches who you know are going to make smart decisions and guide their team in the right way potentially down the line.
Yeah, I guess I needed to include the Rams with the Chiefs and the Eagles because, you know, Matt Stafford's won a Super Bowl and that counts for something.
Yeah.
So I think there's like two routes you can go here. You can go, you know, the teams that have some experience and you can get some good value on some of those teams. Or how about the teams that look like this is a turning point year? Because we haven't talked about the Chargers just yet. And I think it's a little... haunting for me to pick a team that looked so bad in the postseason last year. Like Justin Herbert, I don't know what happened. Like, I bet on the Chargers against the Texans, yeah. And I think Justin Herbert threw two interceptions and just did not look like himself. But this is definitely a Chargers team that look like they have, you know, taken the next step. They're winning close games. You know, the defense looks absolutely stifling. They have a good head coach now, and they have a quarterback who's putting up massive numbers this season. So, Jenks, Chargers 15-1. Do you think it takes a year of them going to the postseason and having a good run before they can win a Super Bowl? Or do you think they can go all the way this year?
I think they can go all the way. I'm big on the Chargers. And I know that it's, if you back the Chargers of the past or you follow the Chargers, it's easy to say they're going to charger. They're chargering. They're chargering. They did that last year against the Texans. But year two in a system, especially Jim Harbaugh's system, is different. You can see that they look different. You can see that they look like more of a complete team. You can see that Justin Herbert is spinning the ball in a way that he hasn't before. Like, he's making some passes that are unbelievable. What was that one he made against the Broncos where he's going left and then throws kind of a sidearm pass for a touchdown? I mean, moving sort of against the grain. That's a world-class throw. So even though he's been considered, you know, long been one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL, he seems to have taken his game to the next level, and it's not a coincidence that this is under the tutelage of Jim Harbaugh. And that's the difference, right? Because when we'd watch the Chargers charger in the past, normally it was because they had boneheaded coaching decisions from the guy walking the sideline. That's not going to happen now because Harbaugh has been there. He's been to a Super Bowl, obviously won a national championship, one of the best head coaches in the game. Like, it's not a coincidence that in year two, suddenly the Chargers look really good. So I'm not worried about them chargering.
Yeah, I said that last year, though, and then they looked terrible against the Texans. So they look like another good regular season team, and maybe we'll see in the postseason, but the early returns are really good, especially now that Keenan Allen is back. My goodness, the connection that him and Justin Herbert have had. Keenan Allen's had a touchdown every single game and has gone over 60 yards receiving in every single game. And you see that toe drag swag that it feels like, you know, the veteran receivers in the league have. He certainly has it. All right, so the only team that we haven't touched on that I kind of wanted to mention, and, like, obviously I think we've talked about just about every team. Mm-hmm. So we haven't talked about the Bills, and we haven't talked about the Bucks and the Bears and Battlestar Galactica, all the B names. But Bills at 425, plus 425, the favorites, Jenks. I know you love the Bills.
I do.
Is this worth betting on them at this price?
I don't think so, and I can't say it because I'm like, I like the Eagles. The Lions are a good price. So are the Chargers. What about the Rams? I just think that if you have – what I'm trying to say is if you have a conviction about one of these teams, then now is not a bad time to put some money on the board. Like, what I find interesting is that this is a really competitive slate that we're seeing, and there's a lot of very good teams that you can make a case for. So if you feel strongly one way or the other, definitely take a look. Maybe put a sprinkle on at – at some point, though, you have to, you know, limit that and not spread yourself out too thin. But for the Bills, as much as I like Buffalo, I don't know if I'd bet them at this price. And it feels like they're going to be the favorites for the remainder of the season, barring the wheels falling off. They were the favorites going into the season. They still look great. They've got the reigning MVP. So there's a lot of stuff to like, but also you're not getting the premium that you would like to get ideally on a potentially a Super Bowl contender.
Yeah, but here's the next three games for the Bills. They get the Patriots and Buffalo. They get the Falcons. They get the Panthers. Mm-hmm. And then they finally have a game where maybe they'll get a fight, November 2nd. They host the Chiefs. Then they get the Dolphins. Then they get the Bucks at home. Texans, Steelers, Bengals without Joe Burrow, Patriots, Browns, and then Eagles at the end of the year and Jets. So it just feels like there's not that many prove-it games for the Bills. And if they do have them, they're at home. Like, they play the Eagles at home, they play the Bucks at home, and they play the Chiefs at home. So the schedule does line up pretty well, so I'm not sure if this price is going to lengthen.
No, it probably won't. It'll probably just kind of hover. Like, it might get a little shorter, it might get a little longer, but it's still going to kind of be... Aren't the Bills just going to be the favorites throughout the season? I think that's what it is. So if you like the Bills, they're not going anywhere, they're not going to fall off. It's not going to get too short just by nature of the fact that it's a Super Bowl futures bet, and those will only get too short. But ultimately, yeah, this is just kind of going to be where they are for the rest of the year. Coming up next year on the show, it is a Tuesday, so D-Day and Double D will throw out some takes and decide if we agree or not. That's coming up next on the Daily Tip on a Tuesday. Stay right there.
Done. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's get back to the Daily Tip with Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary. Download the app today. Please gamble responsibly.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us on a Tuesday, the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, there's always plenty of takes after a weekend full of football. We'll let D-Day and Double D chime in with the hottest that they've got. You know, I always say on this show that the lovely Catherine and I, we're always eating out and we never get enough groceries or never order them as much as we should. Well, we finally did this 2 or 3 weeks ago. And I'm telling you, this has had such an effect on my diet. I've lost like 7 or 8 pounds by virtue of the fact that I'm not a big guy to begin with, but eating at home and not constantly going out, and I don't generally gorge anyway. Between doing that and working and drinking less because it's the fall and I tend to work a lot in the fall, I got on the scale this morning. I'm like, wait a second, what's going on here? Bizarre. I guess that's been the key to unlock staying in better shape is maybe not eating out every other meal. So you would think that's a lesson you learned when you're much younger. I'm learning it now at 51.
Yeah, I think it's because when you eat out, they do whatever they can to make it taste good. And if that means adding a pound of butter or, you know, whatever fattening ingredient, they're going to do it. And they usually use a bunch more oil on the pan. So it's one of those things where, like, if you can't control, you know, like, the additions to the food and you don't know what's going in, like, even if it's the same food, it's prepared differently. So maybe it's not the same for every restaurant. But, like, I think of, like, Cracker Barrel. I'm like, wow. Like, these chicken tenders are so juicy. And it feels like, you know, my hand is dripping in grease. I wonder if they're the same nutritional value as the ones I make at home. Probably not. So I think that probably goes into it.
Yeah, I think that has a lot to do with it. I was thinking about it this morning. I'm like, yeah, of course, Michael. Don't be a moron. Of course it is. So kind of surprising. Of course, because that, I'm going to go home this morning just, you know, absolutely destroy a large breakfast. I'm like, because I can. Because I need it now. Now I got to put on some weight. I'm just going to fluctuate back and forth. Let's fluctuate on our opinions. Maybe, maybe not.
We'll decide what we like, what we don't like. We'll bring in Double D, bring in D-Day here, and they're going to give us some takes, and we'll decide if we like them, we agree, or disagree. Let's start with Double D. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, doing good. All right, let's get it started off with some college football. Clemson is this year's Florida State and will end the season at best 5-7.
Ooh. I understand like the parallel that you're making here, but mm-hmm. if Clemson does what Florida State did last year, it feels like this would be an absolute disaster. Because like Mike Norvell is a good coach, and he had that run where they should have made it to the college football playoff, but he is not on the pantheon that Dabo Swinney is on right now. Like right now, Dabo Swinney is considered one of the best head coaches in college football just because of his resume. You know, there was a stretch where he was dominating college football, and it felt like he was in the college football national championship every single year. And the fact that he also runs his mouth a bunch and, you know, puts this in our face about his resume. If this team, with all of this talent, one of the teams that was supposed to be one of the best teams in college football with one of the best head coaches in college football, if they go 5-7, like, I think, you know, it will be absolute pandemonium in Clemson. So I get what you're saying, and I do think that this is a possibility with the way that Clemson is trending, but it would be a much bigger deal than, like, if, you know, you're comparing it to Florida State last year.
I agree, Double D. I totally agree here. It's all about expectations, right? Florida State, a couple seasons ago, it was like, all right, this is their revenge season, right? They got shut out of the playoff. They should have made the playoff, and then the bottom falls out. And then this year for Clemson, it was this is the year that Clemson has been building toward for the past couple of years. I mean, they dip into the portal, but this was supposed to be Dabo's sort of piece de resistance. Like, I build and develop players, and it's all going to come to fruition in 2025 where we win a national title. And now just the wheels are falling off. They could absolutely end up 5-7, and it would be akin to having such a drop off relative to high expectations. So, yeah, I'm with you.
All right, let's get some NFL in here. After what we saw last night, it is clear week one was a massive head fake. The Lions are actually the best team in the NFC North, not the Packers, and we need to jump on them at a reasonable price now.
I think you might be right. I was on the Packers for a while, but didn't we get too into Green Bay there for a second? It's clear now, especially when you're talking about a week one result. It's 1 week. Defenses are always ahead of offenses early in the season. And now we're seeing that Detroit is just as good as offensively as they've ever been. Now we have a whole season ahead of us where we're seeing this is a massive win for Detroit, that they could end up being the dominant team in the NFC, potentially right there with the Eagles. And now you've got Green Bay, who's kind of banged up on offense. I think we overreacted to what we saw in week one. Yeah, and you get better value, so I'm with you there.
Yeah, this is more of a math problem for me. It's what's the price that you have to pay for the Packers and what's the price you get on the Lions. So right now the Lions are 2-1 to win the NFC North, and I'm looking at the schedule, and the next matchup between the Packers and the Lions, which, hey, maybe decides the division, is a home game for the Lions. So you get the Lions at 2-1, you know, in basically that game, because in my opinion, I think it's those two teams. Like, the Vikings have looked all right, but like, they have a backup quarterback right now. And it just does not feel like they're on the same level as the Packers and the Lions. So yeah, I will take the Lions at 2-1, and maybe we'll see that price, you know, flip flop throughout the year. Maybe there will be a chance where you can get the Packers at plus money further down the line. But as for now, it's a math problem, and the answer is the Lions at 2-1.
All right, Double D. What's next?
All right, back to college football. And this one comes from some whisperings. Some whisperings from the swamp. If Bailey Napier is fired this season, the next head coach of the Florida Gators is John Gruden.
I'm going to say no. I will disagree here. Like, I keep seeing this rumor or hear people talking about it, but is there really smoke here? I think, A, there's going to be a lot of blowback because of his history in the NFL. Do you want to have to deal with maybe that blowback there? But also, this is a guy who made a name for himself in the NFL, and you have to be really careful about someone who is a great name, but who isn't necessarily suited for the college game. Is he going to want to recruit? Is he going to want to manage NIL, which is what modern-day college head football coaches have to do? It's very different than the responsibilities in the National Football League, and there's very few coaches who can go back and forth between the two and be successful, so I'm going to say no.
I don't really love these type of questions because I don't have any inside info. Like, I have no idea. I don't know anybody at Florida. I don't know anybody who's in the administration. And I also don't really know what's going on in the head of John Gruden and what's going on with his legal stuff. Because I think that he would love to go back to the NFL. And they've floated rumors here in Tennessee where when they eventually fire Brian Callahan, John Gruden has a home here in Nashville. And so, of course, people love to, you know, turn the rumor mill and say, oh, John Gruden would be great. But I'm not sure if Roger Goodell would ever allow that because there's still some things that are, you know, lingering from his past court cases or his past, you know, civil suit against the NFL. So I just don't know.
Yeah, I don't think Roger Goodell would play a part. Like, I don't see any reason why he could prevent John Gruden from going to Florida. They might have their, you know, their legal battle, which has been extended now for a while. But if he wants to go coach at Florida, he can go coach at Florida. It's just a matter of whether or not Florida wants to accept. What's that?
The Titans.
Oh, the Titans. Yeah, I mean, I guess. I mean, he wasn't an assistant coach for the Saints? Wasn't he coaching quarterbacks a couple years ago? So I mean, it's just conjecture on my part, but I would think if you're already entangled in a legal battle with someone and then you try to prevent them from coaching in the league again, it would be even more of a legal headache. But ultimately, I don't see him going to Florida.
Brian Flores is waving hello at that final statement yeah. There. Gruden was technically a consultant, but I don't know that he was officially a coach for the team. Speaking of the NFL, while Derrick Henry is not washed, the water is running, and he got a foot in the bathtub, meaning the Ravens need to get another back to help carry the load because he's not a number one back for a championship team at the ripe age of 31.
I don't think I've ever heard the term foot in the bathtub. But for me, this is really tough. And, you know, I am not an X's and O's person. I'm not going to be the next offensive coordinator of any NFL team. So, like, all I can do is use the numbers ahead of me. So Derrick Henry has been the running back for a team that played in the AFC Championship. So when you say that statement, he can't be a running back on a championship team. Like, he's gotten really close. The year that the Titans made it to the AFC Championship game and eventually lost to the Super Bowl winning Chiefs. So there's no, you know, shame in that. But also, that was several years ago. I think that was in 2019. So maybe he's lost, like, a tiny step. But I think it's a lot to pin the Ravens' postseason failings on, like, Derrick Henry, because, like, he hasn't even been there that long. So I don't think the problem is Derrick Henry. And plus, you already have another running back. His name's Lamar Jackson. He's also a very good quarterback, but he can run the football pretty effectively as well. So I think this has more to do with the entirety of the team and less on the hands of Derrick Henry.
I would disagree here. I'm not going to go all out on selling Derrick Henry just because he's fumbled in three straight games. It's not ideal, but you're talking about a play or two that could be the difference against the Bills. And maybe if he doesn't fumble last night and he punches it in, the Ravens win that game. I happen to think Detroit was much better last night. But ultimately, you know, you take away two or three plays and all of a sudden the Ravens are maybe sitting here at 3-0 and Derrick Henry doesn't have an issue holding onto the football. And it's a totally different narrative. So I need to see more before I decide that Derrick Henry isn't a true number one back. I think he's going to be fine.
Yeah, Double D? I think so as well. And plus, it's September.
Yeah, exactly. It's still very early. You want to do a quick one?
Yeah, real quick, Texas Tech's defense is the best in the Big 12, and they will lead Texas Tech to the college football playoffs.
Ooh.
Well. I think you're right, and it just pains me to say. God. But you know what? That defensive line of theirs is no joke. Like, David Bailey and Romello Height came in as part. They had five guys come in the portal, and Cody Campbell spent $12 million on those guys to come in, and they dominated Utah's offensive line, which is one of the best offensive lines in the country. Mm-hmm. This was a huge test that they passed. I don't like it, but facts are facts. I agree.
Yeah, going on the road to Utah and, you know, dominating that team on the line of scrimmage is a big deal.
It is a huge deal, especially on the road. And also, I was on Utah. Not great, but yeah. I think you're right, Double D. Coming up next here on the show, we've been so focused on football over the past couple days. Time to check in on what we've missed over the weekend. Hour 2 is coming up next on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Come on back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.